This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to the Mom Room Podcast. My name is Renee Rina, and I am definitely the mom friend you have always wanted. Okay, I am having the worst day. My microphone sounds weird. I don't know what's going on, but I'm not surprised because that's the kind of day that I'm having. I got home yesterday from my two nights in Toronto, was so excited to see Milo, go pick him up at school, and literally, he was already crying when I got there. He had just started crying because he was upset that other people's moms were coming to pick them up and I wasn't there yet. So he had been crying for a few minutes. I expected him to calm down like once I got there and we were in the car, but no, like he was miserable all night until he went to bed. Like inconsolable, nothing made him happy. He was refusing things that he would normally love and like getting pissed off if you offered him anything. Like it was terrible. And for a while he was saying that his ear hurt. So my husband checked his ear. Like it didn't look like anything and he didn't have a fever. So we had to forcefully give him Tylenol because that's what you have to do in that situation. And that was terrible. Like it was just the most stressful evening ever. And I was so looking forward to like seeing him, to him being in a good mood and like spending time with him. And it was just a nightmare. Anyways, finally, we could tell that he was exhausted. And for some reason, I think he, like from being sick all last week, he just seems exhausted lately. So I told his teachers to let him sleep more during nap time because usually we say don't let him sleep more than an hour because he doesn't fall asleep for a long time at night if he sleeps longer. But like even last night, he fell asleep instantly when my husband brought him to his room and laid down with him. So I feel like he's exhausted. So hopefully he gets a longer nap today. And hopefully he's in better spirits when we pick him up. He was fine this morning. He was back to being himself. But he's just going through a rough patch. And you can't really blame him. Like, he was sick all last week. So I get it. But it's so hard when you're the parent and you feel like them being happy is on your shoulders. So, like, you're trying everything. And also, like, the stress response of him being upset and crying and like inconsolable is like, it's unbelievable, like major stress. And it starts off like you feel terrible, but then it turns into raginess. Like you feel not in control because you're not. And so you just start to like, oh my God. And I feel like it's lasting into today. Like my irritability is through the roof. Like if I drop a pen or like hit my elbow on something, like I'm ready to kill somebody and that's a problem. So after I record this, I'm going to try and chill for the rest of the day and vacuum and get the house ready and just do things that makes me calm. Vacuuming makes me calm. So that is where I'm at today. I just made myself a tea to do this podcast with the magnesium, like that calm powder, because I was like, I need to be calm. Even though last time I took this, it made me basically like poop myself. That's okay because I need to poop. And that's kind of what we're talking about today, because today I'm talking about why I'm seeing a naturopath and what our first visit was like, just in case maybe you're curious to go see a naturopath yourself. So what that visit looked like and kind of what we have going on right now, like what the plan was after that visit and what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. It's really funny because my husband, obviously, as you probably know, is a medical doctor. And so he like, I'm very into like prevention and kind of holistic approaches. For example, if someone's constipated, yes, you can take some kind of drug that's going to make them go to the bathroom. That's fine. And yes, I have done that before. But I want to know the root problem. Like, is there a way that I can change my lifestyle to kind of make that issue go away, as opposed to just slapping band-aids on it or just trying to get rid of the symptoms? So that's kind of where I'm at. I listen to Dr. Will Cole a lot. He's a functional medicine doctor, and my husband just kind of rolls his eyes. And that's fine. Like, my husband's trained in his area and he has a bias, and just like I'm trained in certain areas, which makes me biased for certain things. Like, I get it, but it's kind of funny because we differ in that way and we argue about it. Not like serious arguments, but it's funny. So anyways, I've been thinking about seeing a naturopath for a long time because my sister has seen a few in her life. She's had really bad digestive problems her whole life, like since she was little. So she has been in and out of every single kind of doctor's office you can imagine. But I was always interested whenever she would see a naturopath, the testing that they would like do for her and what it, like the information that they were able to get through those tests. So whether that be like food sensitivity testing or like the live blood analysis, like all these neat things. So I was always interested in it, but never had gone to see one myself because for the most part, there's nothing really that makes me not functional. You know, like my sister's digestive problems were serious and it impacts her daily life. Whereas for me, like I don't necessarily have any issues like that. So it was never really, nothing was really pushing me to make the appointment. So recently, if you follow me, you probably know that I have not been sleeping well. It has gotten much better, I must say, and I'll talk about what I've been doing. But I was not sleeping. Like, there was a handful of nights where I literally did not fall asleep for 1 minute, and that has never happened in my entire life. And then on the nights where I would fall asleep, I would get up a couple hours later and be wide awake. Like, wide awake. I was ready to run a marathon. My heart was beating fast, just could not fall back asleep. So not sleeping, as many of you probably know, it completely ruins your next day. Like, you're not able to function. You're not in a good mood. It's terrible. So that was happening. Also, I've never had the best digestion, and I've been listening to some podcasts that talk a lot about gut health and how important it is for like immunity, for mood, for digestion, obviously. And I was like, I need to get my gut health in order because if you follow me, you probably know I get recurring sinus infections all the time. I think I have issues with inflammation just based on, you know, how I got dermatitis before. I still kind of have it a little bit, but it's cleared up a lot. So like dermatitis is linked to inflammation. I have the, you know, the bumps that people get on the backs of their upper arms, the keratosis pilaris. That's how I say it. Maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong, but I have that. And all these things are linked to inflammation. I also remember a few years ago, I went to a massage therapist, and usually I only get them to massage like my neck and my shoulders and my back. But for whatever reason, I just decided to do the full body massage. And when she was doing my legs, like my calves, she was like, "Your legs are really swollen." And I remember thinking, that's so interesting because my legs are always in pain. Not muscular pain, but like they're sore to the touch. And my sister has the exact same thing, so she'll know what I'm talking about. But like, if I always ask my husband to like rub my calves like up around my knees and stuff, and it's super painful, but it's almost like it's like the inside of my skin hurts. Like, it's hard to explain. And so when she was like, "Your legs feel really swollen," I was like, wow, maybe that's linked to that pain, like an inflammation kind of thing. So anyways, and then I was listening to this podcast and they were talking about what healthy pooping is. And like, we obsess over our children's poop, but do you ever take time to notice what your poop is? And normal pooping, like healthy poops, is 1 to 2 poops per day. And the poop should be the length, like from your wrist to your elbow. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Let me say it again. You should be having 1 to 2 poops per day that are the size from your wrist to your elbow. Like, mind blown. My poops suck. And right now I'm having like major constipation issues and it's driving me insane. Again, it's not something that necessarily affects my everyday life, but yeah, it's frustrating, annoying. I don't like feeling bloated. And it's like you just feel all like backed up and heavy and gross. And then to think that that can be related to immunity and like inflammation and mood, it's like I just want it to be working properly. So I made the appointment and we chatted for like probably close to 2 hours about just everything, like your eating habits, pooping, family history, like, you know, food sensitivities, sleeping, stress levels. Like, they do a super like intensive screening so that they know which areas to work on. And then from that appointment, they kind of make a plan. So because the sleep thing was really bothering me, I had already done a few things with regard to sleep just after doing some research, listening to the Dr. Huberman. He's like a sleep specialist. So I was already taking for sleep magnesium 3-8. And which was difficult to find, actually. There was only one kind in the health food store. And then I was taking L-theanine before bed. And I was taking like a sleepy time tea before bed just to try and like, you know, calm myself. I have a whole episode, a couple episodes back, about everything sleep. So check that out if you're interested. But so yeah, I was already doing that. So I told her what I was taking. And then from there, she just kind of made me like a little program or like plan of action on things that I can change and add to my everyday routine. So our number one focus, because my sleep had started to improve when I met with her, our number one focus was getting my digestion and my gut health going properly. So that was our focus, and I will go over now the things that I'm doing since our first visit. So they kind of make you a little plan and they print it out with all the information, and then oftentimes they sell supplements as well. So if there's new supplements that they want you to get started on, you can purchase them there or you can purchase them elsewhere. It's up to you. So one thing that I started doing after my appointment was also keeping track of everything. So they gave me like a little calendar thing that had spots that you could fill out for like snacks, your meals, your supplements, your mood that day, what your sleep was like, your bowel movements that day, your energy levels, just so that you can see the progress and they can then look back and see if they want to make any changes based on what you were doing. And it's time to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. Thank you, Claritin. Guys, I am starting to come to terms with the fact that I do suffer from allergies. I used to think, oh, I just have really bad sinuses. No, you have allergies. So let's talk a little bit about my symptoms. I wake up with not a stuffed nose, but like I have to blow my nose constantly. So it's like it's producing mucus and I have to keep blowing my nose. It's all itchy. The palate, like the roof of my mouth, is itchy in the mornings and I'm trying to like scratch it with my tongue. It's really irritating. And the insides of my ears get itchy. It's one thing to have those symptoms when I'm just hanging out at home, but for example, yesterday I was at book club and my nose kept getting so tingly and itchy and I kept having to go to the bathroom to blow my nose. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you're ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. I'm just going to be honest here. As a busy parent, it's important to keep your life simple and convenient, especially at mealtimes. Nobody ever told me how stressful mealtimes can be. Little Spoon is one way to help you do just that. Little Spoon delivers fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kiddo will love at every eating stage they are in. Their goal is simple. It's to keep your kid healthy, but also to make it the easiest part of your day so that you can cut through all the drama of mealtime without compromise. Little Spoon's baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. Their biteables are transition to table early finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding with healthy, balanced foods that are free of artificial junk. Little Spoon's plates are for toddlers and big kids. They taste amazing, and even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. Little Spoon also offers smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. Did I mention it gets delivered right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. You can check out the menu and change up what you order every single time. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, your kids will love it. It's a huge win-win for your family. So simplify your kiddo's mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know I have been very intentional with what we've been eating lately. I'm looking at protein, I'm looking at sugar content, and avoiding things like artificial ingredients or colorings. Milo used to always want pancakes or waffles in the mornings, and now he is getting into cereal, and I'm so excited because Magic Spoon is the perfect option. Their variety pack has four flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. They have 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 to 5 grams of carbs per serving. They're made with wholesome ingredients, no artificial flavors or dyes, and I'm just so happy that he's getting a good amount of protein before he goes off to school. And it's a great snack for me and my husband too, because 13 to 14 grams of protein in the cereal, now you add a high protein milk, you're set. That is such a high protein snack or meal. I should also mention that it is gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. So go to magicspoon.com/momroom to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code MOMROOM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So try a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon cereal today at magicspoon.com/momroom and use the code MOMROOM to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. All right, so here is what I have been doing since my appointment. Okay, so the test that we were thinking of doing is the food sensitivity test, which is blood work. So I have had the testing done where they like make the little like picks in your skin and then they put stuff on it to see how your skin reacts. And when I did that allergy testing in Ottawa a few years ago, nothing showed up. And that was for like certain foods and also like outdoor things and dust and all that stuff. So now I guess the food sensitivity testing is a little more advanced or like sensitive in that it checks for sensitivities and not just allergies. So I would like to have that testing done. Milo getting sick kind of threw off my plans for that, but that is going to be done in the future. So it tests for 200 different food items. And then the results that you get, it's like a printout and it shows you kind of your reaction to all the different foods. So it's not just like a yes, no answer. It's like, how does this food react in your body? Which is super interesting because there's always things that I eat that I'm like, oh, like I think that makes me really gassy or that makes me bloated. So it'll be interesting to see if those foods like beans and chickpeas actually show up as like I'm having a sensitivity to them or like a certain reaction. Okay, so dietary, I had already been avoiding gluten for a few weeks, which has been going well, although yesterday I did have a relapse, that's what I'm going to call it, and I had a plate of pasta because that's what my husband made for dinner because we didn't select our good food meals and we ended up getting a pasta dish and I thought Milo would eat it, but he didn't eat anything. Anyways, long story, I was so stressed, I was starving and I just ate pasta, but for the most part I've been super good at avoiding that. And I know that avoiding gluten makes me not bloated and just feel better because I've done it before. Like I stopped eating gluten for probably over a year, a few years ago. And then I just kind of got back into it. And yeah, so cutting out gluten, I'm trying to not eat much sugar. So usually I don't really think about sugar and I'll eat whatever I want, like cookies, I'll have cake, whatever. So I'm trying to be mindful of that and not eating so much sugar because sugar and gluten are very, like, they cause inflammation. And then I'm trying to just decrease dairy. For a while I had cut it out totally, but you know, here and there, if I have dairy, it's not a big deal because I find it difficult when you find really good gluten-free products, but they have dairy in them. So it's like, it really limits you when you cut out both gluten and dairy. I know it can be done, but for now, I'm just going to decrease my dairy intake and see what happens. Because I've never been one to, like, I could eat a block of cheese and have no reaction to it. So I don't know if dairy is an issue for me, but I know it causes inflammation. So I'm just trying to avoid it. So that's for dietary. Now I'm trying to increase healthy fats. So avocado, seed and nut butters, olive oil, things like that. Increase water intake. Now, I usually always have water with me and I'm chugging water, but there are some days where when I'm really busy, I probably don't drink as much. I have found that I bought, and I've showed it on Instagram, it's kind of like a travel tumbler thing, and I got one for Milo as well, and it's like this big, tall travel tumbler thing and it has a straw, and I find since getting that, like if I just carry that around with me all day, I'm drinking it constantly and constantly refilling it. So I should see how much water fits in that thing and then measure it to see how much I'm actually drinking in a day. But I know my mom has a similar cup and Milo's obsessed with it, which is why I ordered these ones. And my mom said, like, once she got that cup, she started drinking so much more water. So increase water intake. I'm adding ground flaxseed to like salads. For now, I've been putting it in my oatmeal. So that's 1 to 2 tablespoons per day. And then she noted that it's important to drink 2 glasses of water after that. Okay, so this I kind of fell off the bandwagon the past couple days because I was in Toronto, but you start your morning off with a glass of lukewarm water with lemon. So at first I was devastated because I like to wake up and just instantly pour my coffee when I'm half asleep. So the thought of having a glass of lemon water really sucked, but it actually is not that bad. So I'm going to continue doing that. And so starting your morning off with a glass of lukewarm lemon water increases bile production, lymphatic drainage, and it boosts your immune system. She also recommended to do castor oil belly rubs, which I have not done it. I did it one with just regular cream. You rub the oil in counterclockwise, like in the way that your intestines or your bowels go. Maybe I'll share. I know some of the pelvic floor physios that I follow have like tutorials on how to do that to kind of get your bowels going. So I'll share that. And I try and do that to Milo too, because he has constipation issues. And yeah, so when I can, I try and rub his belly, but you know, he doesn't really like that. So anywho, so yeah, rubbing in a counterclockwise way, using a heating pad. So she was saying I should try and do this 4 to 6 times a week. And it's like, oh my God, who has the time? But like what I've been finding is it's to try and put things. So for example, when I lay down at night and watch Housewives in bed, I can do the belly rub at the same time. So it's like trying to do things during something that you already have scheduled makes it a little bit easier. So then she recommended, because I was worried about lymphatic drainage and like inflammation, the contrast showers. So that's where you have a warm shower, but at the end you do like freezing cold. I've tried it once and I listen to the Skinny Confidential all the time, and she always talks about like having the freezing cold shower. So I've always been curious about it. I just struggle doing that. Like I have a hard time getting into a pool that's like heated, you know what I mean? So like having an ice cold shower is just not my thing. But I have been doing the dry skin brushing. So with a bristly brush, you do dry skin brushing. I think you're always brushing towards your heart. And I'll post some tutorials about that as well. I love that. It just kind of like wakes up your whole body. And then I don't know if you guys have heard of this before, but people getting those little mini trampolines and just like bouncing on them for like 5-10 minutes really gets everything going in your body. If you think about it, like if you're not typically an active person or like you sleep all night, your body is just like sitting there. And so to get up and just like do some bouncing wakes up your whole body, really good for lymphatic drainage. Okay, so now on to supplements and what I've been taking. It has been a lot. So again, going to Toronto the past couple days, kind of I fell off the bandwagon, especially because I just feel constipated and gross. And like I just want to have a normal good poop. And so I'm like, maybe all the supplements are like, you know, my body doesn't know what to do and it's not going poo. I don't know. Anyways, TMI. So this is how my day goes with supplements. So in the morning, I have my lukewarm water with lemon. I take 2 of these supplements called Ichol. So Ichol, and it's for liver and gallbladder function. Then I have my coffee with Vital Proteins, which I just do all the time. It's like a collagen powder. I've been taking a drop of vitamin D. I have been taking, then I take a multivitamin, and the brand that I always take is the Mega Food brand. I take a probiotic, which was given to me by my naturopath, the 1 teaspoon of fish oil, which I'm used to it now, but oh my God, at the beginning it was rough. And she recommends to take it and then eat your dinner, just to like get the taste out of your mouth. It doesn't taste like fish. It's just, I think mentally I know that it's fish oil, so it just irks me. I don't know. It's hard. But that is getting a lot better. Then before bed, I take 2 more of the liver and gallbladder function pills. You're supposed to take them on an empty stomach. So I do it first thing in the morning and then before bed. And then also before bed, I'm taking 2 magnesium threonate, 1 L-theanine, having my nighttime tea, And then taking the citalopram, which is my anxiety medication. So that, like, I know it seems like a lot, and it's a lot to keep track of. Oh, yes. And I'm supposed to take the Calm magnesium powder before bed as well. So I've been putting that in my tea because you're supposed to dissolve the powder in like hot liquid. So the one time on the can or the container of the magnesium calm, I think it's magnesium citrate or citrate, it says to take 1 to 2 teaspoons. So the first time I took it, I took 1 teaspoon. And, or did I take 2? I don't remember. Anyways, I thought I was dying on the toilet. Like within a half hour, it made me go to the bathroom like aggressively. I was texting my husband and he was like, do I need to go up there? Like it was terrible. So then I bumped it down to like half of a teaspoon. And now I'm just trying to work my way to find like the proper dose that works for me. So beware if you're going to try that. Start low and work your way up. So yeah, that it's a lot to track. And I find it really hard. Like as soon as you're out of your regular routine, it's hard to keep all this going because it's a lot to think about and a lot to remember. So I did fall off the bandwagon or whatever you want to call it when I was in Toronto, but now I am getting back into it and I just want to have a good poop. Is that so much to ask to have a good poop? So I will probably put up a thing in my Instagram stories to see if anyone has any questions about anything like specific brands of supplements that I'm taking or whatever it might be. And then I'll answer those on Instagram. But I wanted to share with you guys why I'm seeing a naturopath and kind of what we're doing, what the visit looked like, because I don't just want to not be sick because I'm not sick. Nothing is, you know, affecting my daily life, but I want to feel as best as I can feel. Like I want to have good digestion, good immunity, good energy, good sleep. And all of that seems to start with gut health. So that is what I'm focusing on right now. Yeah. And of course, there's going to be blips, you know, like I ate a plate of pasta yesterday. Like I'm not going to be perfect. But yeah, this is what I'm doing right now. And I will keep you posted on how it goes. The naturopath that I am seeing is Dr. Jessica Cardona. So she is located in Kleinberg and her Instagram handle is Kleinberg_naturopath. She does virtual visits as well if you're interested. So yeah, that is it for me. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you don't already, please follow me on Instagram or TikTok at @ReneeRina with the little underscore. The podcast has an amazing Instagram account at the Mom Room Podcast. And I am going to be putting up some new t-shirt designs in the Mom Room Shop very soon. So that is themomroomshop.com. And yeah, I hope you guys have a fabulous weekend, and I hope everybody sleeps and everybody poops.